remind us about your family and update us on how they're doing, and don't forget about that grandchild.
Actually, we have two.
Two grandchildren.
Yes, yes.
That's right. You do have two grandchildren.
Yeah. So yeah, everything is great. Brian and I are doing well, and he's enjoying retirement, and I'm still working at First Dakota, enjoying every minute of it. And the kids are doing great. We've got Brandon down in Omaha, and then we've also got the two kids here. Becky and her husband Reed live here in Yankton, and we do have a granddaughter. She's almost one. She'll turn one in a week and a half.
And remind me her name.
Sage. Yes.
Yeah, she's a cutie too.
Yeah. And then Michael and his wife Morgan live here in town as well. And we're fortunate enough, they've got a little 3-month-old boy, Baylor.
You're blessed.
We are blessed.
Yeah, very much so.
Susie, when you get home from First Dakota, do you have to mow the yard?
I do. I like to.
This year, have you had to mow the yard?
Not much this year.
How many yards did you mow this summer, sir?
I kind of cut back on that. I'm working for a gentleman now just a little bit, but I've really cut back on that.
So, Brian, you are first assistant.
Correct.
At the fire department. Just a little bit more on that title, what exactly that is.
In ranking, you have Tim and you have Daniel, and then under that comes first assistant chief, then second assistant chief, then we have our captains down from there. So kind of puts me in that pecking order there, and just a lot of responsibility as far as training and leadership.
How far back do you go with the fire department? What was your first year?
42 years. I've got a couple months here, and I'll have 42 years in the department.
I thought you were going to say 1942.
No.
But those years have really added up fast.
Yes, wow. They have. I've seen a lot of changes in those years.
How many fricks on the fire department?
Oh, you tricked me on that question.
That's too many to count, like the stars in the sky.
Well, and we've had two brothers that have retired now, but I still have Tommy, and then there's Tyler Frick, my nephew, Adam Frick is my nephew, and myself. And Charlie Stevenson is also my nephew, my sister's boy.
And Susie, you're on the auxiliary, right?
I am, yes.
Well, we want to find out a little bit about the auxiliary, so glad you're here today, too. I told you, Brian, I want to ask about lithium batteries because I know there's been a lot of talk about that lately. And there's some lithium batteries are great, but they can also be dangerous. What would you say about the danger of lithium batteries and what people should know?
And this year, we've had actually two fire calls now that have been related to lithium batteries. And one of the big downfalls is leaving them plugged in while they're unattended, while you're unattended, where you're not home. And that's, they heat up, and that's kind of the problem there, that there's a chance that they can start on fire. So, and we've had two calls that were related back to that. So that would be my biggest thing, is if you are going to plug in lithium batteries, to do it while you're home and around, and not to leave them unattended for a long length of time.
My youngest son in Minnesota, his wife is from Amsterdam, and her parents had lithium batteries start on fire, lost their garage, their cars, everything in the garage, the bikes. It was a disaster. That wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, there's some video out there that show e-bikes plugged inside of the residence and starting on fire. And we had one call this year out to the lake related to a e-bike battery that was plugged in and gave off some carbon monoxide. So yeah, there's some don'ts that for sure that you don't want to do with.
But a lot of those leaf blowers and edgers and trimmers and stuff, that's lithium batteries too. I always make sure that after mine are charged up, I pull them out of the charger because I'm kind of leery about that.
Yeah, and that's a very good thing to do.
All right, just another thing to think about and be careful about. What about with winter coming up? What would be your major no-brainer tips with the winter heating season coming up? People should think about maybe check their furnace filter one.
Yeah, check your furnace filter is huge. If you can be on a maintenance program, I mean, that's recommended. I mean, I do a maintenance program twice a year with my furnace, and to where you might be able to, we've had some issues, some calls here lately with furnaces, so it's good to get them checked out if you can. It might save you in the long run, so that's probably the biggest thing. Keep your filters clean, like you said. Just do some maintenance on them to make sure that you can prevent anything from happening.
Candle burning season too.
Yeah, we all know about that. And once again, you don't want to be unattended if you can. You know, if you're going to light a candle, be home. Don't just let it burn and run into an issue there with with a candle burning down or tipping over or anything like that. You're not around.
I want to ask Susie about some auxiliary things. Have you been a part of the auxiliary ever since he started, or when did you get involved with that?
No, actually, he was part of the fire department before him and I met. So I've been involved in the auxiliary for 34 years.
You've been married to the fire department longer than you've been married to her?
I have.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
So 34 years. And the auxiliary, we're very, very fortunate in Yankton. Our auxiliary is vibrant and we do a lot of things. We do a lot of things together. We have not quite every month, but we have monthly meetings. I would say probably 7 months out of the 12. We take the summer off just because it's so busy. But we just actually had a meeting last night. And our general thing for the auxiliary is we just support the firefighters. If they have a fire that lasts 6, 8, 10 hours, we'll bring them something to eat, bring them something to drink. I know when we had the fire up here at that hotel north of
Pizza Ranch.
Pizza Ranch, yeah. 1 o'clock in the morning. That had to have been 10, 12 years ago.
Okay.
You know, we were there with hot chocolate and just anything. Whether it be dry socks or anything that they need, we're there. We also support them in, you know, the pancake feed that they have each year, where they're helping open house, where they're helping. We have retired firefighter and auxiliary suppers where we invite in anybody that's retired from the fire department and provide supper. That happens in October. And we do it for the auxiliary members as well.
Brian, I bet everybody really appreciates the auxiliary on the roster.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about it. I know I do. Every time I get home from a call, she's always asking me, what'd we have, you know, just is everything all right, that type of thing. Only once in a great while do I ever leave the house and get home, and she says, where you been? And I say, I had a fire call. She didn't hear it. But otherwise, she's up usually.
Well, I was going to ask that. It's the middle of the night, and the alarm goes off. Who's the first to hear it, Brian or Susie?
I would say I am.
You are.
It's over by my heads, and it wakes me. I don't know why it is. I've never slept through a page before.
Susie, the auxiliary is about 20 plus strong. I went and looked online. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
20 to 25?
Yep.
And I would imagine you guys are a pretty close-knit group too.
We are, yeah. And we were just talking last night at our meeting about different things that we want to bring. We've got some newer members and they just want to try some new things. And so we'll do that. And a lot of it is involving getting to know each other better and doing, whether it be a party or like a fun night or something like that, we're going to start implementing that just so we can all get to know each other even better than we already do.
Brian, is the fire department going to be a part of the Holiday Festival of Lights?
Yeah, we always put at least one truck in there, and then we'll have the float in there again also.
Yeah, so. But you haul Santa Claus at the end of the parade, right?
Yeah. Santa Claus is always at the end.
Do you have a favorite piece of equipment or part of the fleet with the fire department, something that's a little closer to your heart than the rest of the equipment?
I just like all the trucks.
Yeah.
I'm just this truck guy, and I love it when we're going to purchase new trucks. And we're
got a new one coming, right?
Yes. We actually, the rural department has one new pumper. I mean, and two brush trucks coming, and the city also has a new pumper coming too. When I say coming, I mean in the next 2 to 3 years, because it's the out time is so long.
It takes that long to build them, doesn't it?
Wow. I just looked at our time. I went way overboard with you guys, but I expected that would happen. You're just two of the finest people I've met since coming to Yankton. Thanks for everything that you do. Appreciate both of you very much.
Yeah, and we appreciate you. We love seeing you across from the volleyball games at the table when we go.